I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the McGill University Redmen consider a name change. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
It's the week you've been waiting for, so go ahead, say it.
The Super Bowl is good.
But is it really?
It's living a lie, according to my friend Martin Fennelly down in Tampa Bay. Apparently, the non-call on Nickel Robey Coleman is still resounding through the NFLosphere. But I think as soon as they kick the ball off on Sunday, people are going to forget about it.
Are you surprised that the hubbub has lasted this long? I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I am, actually. But, you know, never underestimate New Orleans' ability to sell itself. And New Orleans is selling itself really hard.
Charlie, last week we poked a little fun at the Los Angeles Rams and their less-than-crowded bandwagon. But this week we were shown a sign that the city is really behind their team, and it was a very, very big sign, right?
Yeah, Randy's Donuts is a legendary landmark, and most people see it because it's not far from the airport. If you get on some sort of transport from the airport to wherever you're going in L.A., chances are you're going to go buy Randy's Donuts. And it was always donut-colored. Except now, it's been painted yellow and blue, the Rams colors, with a lovely little Nike swoosh in the middle, which I certainly hope they got a check for that. And it was the subject of some controversy, actually, while I was out there this week, about painting Randy's Donuts a different color.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They don't have many traditions in Los Angeles that don't involve, like, massive traffic jams, but Randy's Donuts is one of them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this was co-sponsored by Nike, and I would find it much more endearing if they didn't also put a huge swoosh on the side of the building.
That's exactly right. Right in between LA and Rams on the donuts is the swoosh.
According to billboards in Atlanta, the reigning world champions of football are the Sydney Roosters? Wait, what?
Yeah, the National Rugby League is having a little fun with us American football fans. The Sydney Roosters are considered to be the world champions of rugby football, which is what the NRL, you know, deals in. And apparently it's completely confounding the people in Atlanta.
The New York Knicks made headlines on Thursday by trading Kristaps Porzingis to the Dallas Mavericks. The deal includes 7 players and 2 future first-round draft picks, and it opens the door for New York to sign multiple all-star free agents this offseason. Did the Knicks actually make a good move here?
No, because they're going to screw it up. You know, Porzingis is their only recognizable superstar. He's now off to Dallas, where he will prosper once he recovers from his injury. Basically, this trade was made to give New York a couple of expiring contracts, namely those of Wesley Matthews and DeAndre Jordan. So that will open up some prices, but nobody has any faith that the Knicks will do the right thing with all that salary cap space. They're liable to buy Porzingis back.
Charlie, I can't think of anything less relevant to my life than the NHL All-Star Game, except maybe the Pro Bowl. But last weekend, the NHL gave me a reason to actually pay attention. Let's start first with Kendall Coyne Schofield, who you will note is definitely not an NHL player, right?
No, she's actually a woman, and she won the fastest skater event in the skills competition and beat the Arizona Coyotes' Clayton Keller. Which is, again, it's a terrific thing.
Well, she didn't exactly win. She got 7th place out of 8, but she beat one of the guys.
She did beat one of the guys, right.
Right. And that brings us to Breonna Decker. Decker was asked to demonstrate her skills in the premier passing drill.
What is that about?
Isn't that ridiculous? And so her time was not officially given to the public. For a while, it appeared as if she was faster than all of the men. The NHL later disputed that notion, and Twitter launched into a flurry of pay Decker hashtags. And Breonna's getting paid, right?
Yeah, she's getting paid by CCM, the hockey equipment manufacturer. And they have tweeted out, we're going to hashtag pay Decker. And that's good. I mean, I'm glad someone stepped up.
Charlie, we have come to that part of our weekly segment where you make a shameless request for free merchandise. So go ahead.
I mean, along with the Rocket City Trash Pandas, we now have the Traverse City Pit Spitters. Traverse City is in the northern part of the mitten of Michigan. It's right in cherry tree country.
Oh, okay.
So what you're doing basically is you're spitting pits from your cherries out. And the logo is a couple of cherries spitting out baseballs. You may think this is disgusting. I need a shirt very badly from the Traverse City Pit Spitters.
And finally, Charlie, as we have discussed, thoughts shared on the Twitter machine are seen by many, so young athletes should think carefully about what they're saying before they type it, and I suppose that rule should apply to old athletes, too.
Well, you have to admit, Jose Canseco piqued your interest with his original tweet, which was, yes, time travel is possible. We'll explain later.
That was 7 years ago. He never explained.
And he never explained. And suddenly this week, he brought it back, saying aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which we are not willing to do. We have tried with animals, and it has failed. What we tried with animals, I don't even want to guess. But if one person in the history of the world should not be talking about changing your body composition, it's Jose Canseco.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen. Go Pit Spitters!